Yes, the other issue is the side effects and toxicities. If, in fact, there were absolutely equivalent efficacy, how do you think tamoxifen and the AIs, what's that go?
Yeah, well, I think the AIs probably have a better spectrum of toxicity, and it's different. You know, obviously, for example, the endometrial cancer is not an issue for someone who's had a hysterectomy. I don't know what percent of American women have had a hysterectomy, but it's 20 or 30 or more, and the same, similar in many other countries. So, for example, if you don't have the endometrial cancer in the equation, you're still looking at DVT, which is a serious complication. I believe, though, that with the AIs, we're going to see osteoporosis. We're seeing it. Paul Goss showed it even this morning just in the patients who've been crossed over in the last 2 years in the placebo arm of the MA17 study, that there's more osteoporosis and more fractures. And I think we will see this, and that unless we get these patients very well treated for their osteoporosis, we're going to see some long-term complications. So you're weighing those things off. And I think it depends on the patient and their values and their choices and how well we're prepared to either treat our own patients or collaborate with family doctors or primary caregivers to prevent osteoporosis, which I think is not well treated in the general population and should be treated better. But we are going to have to treat these patients adequately for it, or we're going to have lots of trouble.
Do you yourself feel in your own practice, in your own hands, that patients are at risk for fractures given the monitoring that you're doing and the intervention you're doing?
You know, in the Canadian setting, because we don't have a huge number of medical oncologists, most of us have the policy of trying to send these patients back to their primary caregivers for osteoporosis treatment. And family doctors certainly in Canada have a set of guidelines. Some of them, I think, at least use those very well. They screen high-risk women for osteoporosis. They're treating them in certain ways, in the same ways I would see treating them. And we try to do that through our family doctors. Increasingly, though, as people move and there's a shortage of family doctors in our environment, we're seeing that this doesn't always happen. Patients don't always have a family doctor. They don't always go and do what you suggest to them or have it done with their family doctors. And it's a little bit out of our control. So I'm seeing that we need a better mechanism for doing it. We either need to have a much more proscriptive or effective collaboration with the primary caregivers, or we need to take it on, or we need to have nurse practitioners who take it on and follow up and make sure it gets done. So I don't think it's happening adequately in my own practice or that of my colleagues. I think people are falling through the cracks.